So you probably heard the news that they believe another orca whale, which had been seen getting thin below his weight, has not been seen in a while. They think he may have died. That would bring the population of southern resident orcas down to just 72. That is the second lowest population since they began counting 45 years ago. Now, what do we do about this? Well, environmental activists say, oh, we want to stop, breach the dams, the Snake River dams, to bring back healthy orca whale stock. That's what we need to do. But that's not what the science says. And we've talked about this several times with Todd Myers from Washington Policy Center. But again, saying no to a bad idea is not solving the problem. In fact, the reason why a lot of bad ideas, Sound Transit, end up succeeding is because there isn't a good alternative. So is there a better, more effective, cost-effective way of bringing back the orca whale? The answer is yes, according to State Senator Ann Rivers from La Center. It's good having you here. Thanks very much for making the time, Ann.
Thanks for having me, John.
So you want to bring back the orca by doing what now?
So I want to bring back the orca by engaging a public-private partnership with a proven track record like Alaska has done. Alaska in the early 70s saw a real decline in their fish, realized they need to do something different. So they created a fishery system that is self-sustaining. It does not rely on government dollars anymore. And I think that that's really what Washington needs to do. We've seen a significant decline.
What are they doing that we're not doing?
So they've created a system where they are breeding very healthy, robust fish, and they're breeding a lot of them. And then they have created a system where they're selling allotments to commercial fisheries, and those allotments pay for the running of the hatchery. So the state made a one-time capital investment that was actually paid back. It was a loan, was paid back, and now they have incredible salmon runs.
All right. So tell me why eliminating the Snake River dams is still an idea being talked about when, in terms of the science, you know, the Democrats like to say we're the party of science, and there are so many examples to the contrary. The science is very clear on this. There is next to no benefit of tearing down the Snake River dams to bring back orca populations.
Well, look, it might work. It might not work. We intuitively don't believe that it would work because we know that we only have 10 to 12 years before complete extinction of the southern resident orcas, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
We're going to be spending all of that time in court, and the reality is the fish are starving to death now. The whales are starving to death now. So even if you were to breach the dam, you're not going to see anything happen for 20 years. And by then, the southern residents will be gone.
A fair point that it's moot. The issue of the dams is moot because this problem it hits crisis stage, and then the orcas are all gone by the time this is legally dealt with. So how long would it take for this new hatchery system to go into effect, Ann?
I believe that we could see massive fish production in 3 years' time.
That's the best timetable that I have seen so far. Who is for this? Who is against this?
So right now, the stakeholders are at the table. We've been joined by our tribal partners, the Lummi, who have very serious concerns about maintaining the Bolt decision and making sure that that they are a respected co-manager. And we totally get that. That's totally fine. Our problem really seems to be when we talk to WDFW boots on the ground.
That's Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Yep, Fish and Wildlife. They are very excited about the possibilities here, but it seems like the closer you get to the top, and which is, of course, closer to the governor, then the idea just melts down.
Okay.
And then it's just reason after reason why it can't work.
Let's unpeel the onion here, all right? Orca supporters, a lot of orca supporters see benefit here. The
right.
tribes are willing to sign off.
They're not willing to sign off yet, but they're at least at the table and willing to have the discussion with
okay.
us.
Okay. Well, I think their focus is they want more fish,
mm-hmm.
and they want to make sure they get their allotment of the fish. So this would right. seem to be a way of making that happen.
Right. And they want to maintain their co-manager status, and you can respect that, too. You know, John, here's the reality. For the 10 years that I've been here in Olympia, we've seen fights over fish between commercial, recreational,
right.
tribal, and now natural fights with the orca. So instead of complaining about each other and participating in the circular firing squad, why don't we just make more fish? And that way, everybody gets the fish that they need to thrive. And that's really what this bill is about in the final analysis.
I'm trying to figure out what the grounds would be for opposing more fish, which would be the result of more hatcheries up north.
Right. I'm trying to figure that out, too, John. I think this is what's going to have to happen here is the policy is going to have to overrun the politics in order for this to succeed. And that's what happens with the best policy is it finally says, get out of the way. You're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
I'm
thinking we're going to get there here.
The only thing that makes sense to me, again, my guess is Senator Ann Rivers from suburban Vancouver, Washington, who has this idea, and so do several others.
Right.
Of helping to restore healthy populations of the orca whale, which are starving because of a lack of fish, by building, how many would it be, hatcheries?
It would be, well, here's where I hope we land. One brand new fishery or hatchery up in the Bellingham area.
Right.
And then we can take a look at the lessons learned there and add those lessons into the existing hatcheries. But it's my hope that we're able to do something on the south side of the state as well.
Sure.
To strengthen those hatcheries.
See, the
so
only
that
thing
that all along the system has increased fish production.
The only thing that makes sense to me. Now, when I say sense, I mean I don't agree with it, but it would seem that the only reason people would have for opposing this is that, you know, that idea might work, which would remove some of the political momentum for tearing down the Snake River dams.
Right.
But as you pointed out, that's a moot point. Because by the time this whole, it would cause a political uproar in the state, you would have ongoing court action that would last a decade and a half, probably, at which right. point the orcas are all dead anyway.
Right. Right.
So we
I
need
really
something.
I think it's conflating two issues that shouldn't be conflated.
Yeah. So, I think you've got it exactly right. I think the best argument you have going for you is we all need more fish. All of us
right.
need more
right.
fish. Secondly, we don't need them in a decade. We need them now.
Right.
So whatever we
exactly.
do has to be aimed at now. And your right. idea gets us there.
Right. So we will continue to do the work. And I'm hoping that anyone who's listening now will reach out to the governor, will reach out to Senator Vandaway and others and say, look it, don't let politics get in the way of our orcas. Don't let politics get in the way of our fish.
Ann Rivers, I love the idea. Any Democrats on board since they control the chamber?
Well, Senator Vandaway signed on to the bill, which was encouraging to me. And now we are just, you know, we're just swimming in social issues down here instead of swimming in issues that are really going to make a difference in the lives of people. So it's been a heavier lift, but I'm encouraged by Senator Vandaway's engagement.
Very good to hear that. And by the way, what are the major social issues in terms of likelihood of passage right now? Because we had a long conversation with former Senator Malosha about the sex ed bill yesterday, and listeners are furious.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. The other thing is we have a business incubator bill that would create business symbiosis, sort of think business parks where everybody benefits from everyone else. And we were it's being held hostage to throwing in some identity politic type things. The list goes on, but really you've got labor issues. You've got the 4-day work week, and anything on the fifth day is time and a half. You've got just the list goes on and on of things that may sound nice, but they simply do not make sense. We are up against it this year, to be sure, John.
Yes. No. Well, I tell you, you're playing defense when you're in the minority, and you guys are doing a good job. But I love the fact that you're also playing some offense here with some really good ideas. I think the recreational fisher community ought to be behind this. I think the commercials ought to be behind this. I think the tribes would be smart to see the wisdom of this, that they would benefit far more immediately from this and in the long term. And, you know, we don't have time to waste. So keep pushing on this and let me know. Let our listeners know how and they can get on board by calling the legislative hotline, right?
Yeah, that would be great. The governor's office.
The number is 800-562-6000. That's 800-562-6000. I think they open in about 10 minutes. And you could say, you know, please support the salmon hatchery bill to save the orca.
Excellent.
Is that about it? Yes.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, John.
Can you also leave a message for the governor at the legislative hotline?
The governor has his own bat line.
Okay. Do you have that number?
I do not have that number.
We'll try and find that as well. I don't think he's someone who's going to see the light, but maybe he can be made to feel the heat. So
I'm hoping so.
Keep it moving. Thank you, Ann Rivers, for joining us. What a great idea. More fish up north. It's so simple, so commonsensical. No wonder it took so long for Olympia to think about it.